If this is your first time here, you will want to start from the beginning at episode 1, because the story is in chronological order. Also, there's a little bit of colorful language in this one, so just take precaution if needed. If you're finding this journey helpful, or even just a little bit entertaining, I would love it if you would share this with anyone else you think would relate to it. Spreading the word really, really does help. I would appreciate you so much. Okay, in last week's episode, I said goodbye to my car. I almost had a breakdown, and I still had to fly to Doha for work because life keeps moving on. This week, we turn a new page. Things are definitely looking up. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. On my way to the therapist office. It is, what's today? Tuesday morning. Tuesday, 10 a.m. And on my way to go see my therapist for my appointment this morning. As I've mentioned here before, I see a therapist basically once a week for maybe the last few months now. Why did I decide to start therapy, you may ask? Well, honestly, the first reason is because of insurance. I know that whenever the time comes to quit my job, I won't have the same amazing health insurance that work gives me right now. So, might as well try to squeeze in as many therapy sessions as possible. Time to take full advantage of it while I can. So far, we've been going through talk therapy sessions, I think. Well, I assume that's what we're doing because the hour ends up mostly being me talking about my stresses the whole time. But this week was different.
I don't even know what I'm going to talk about this time. I'm kind of blank. I either want to talk about work and how I keep bouncing around between quitting and not quitting and quitting and not quitting, and do I quit? Do I want to quit? Do I not want to quit? Do I stay? Do I try to save money and just hang in there for as long as I can? Could talk about that more. Or do I talk about the side hustle? And I feel like I'm just anxious about it. Or do I talk about relationship stuff? Do I talk about the future? Don't really know where to go for today's session. Is it weird to go to your therapy appointment and really have no idea what you're gonna say? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, it's Wednesday morning. Ooh, it's 11:11. Nice, maybe that's a sign. But I just took a little bit of time to finish up the beach bag design. I'm completely redesigning the material of it. I'm also slightly redesigning the look, so hopefully it works out. I now need to send this design to the suppliers.
I don't know why, but for the last few weeks, I had been procrastinating redesigning my beach bag. Okay,
maybe I kind of know why. Part of it was due to having a lot less spare time than normal recently. But also, I think most of the reason I was procrastinating was because I felt slightly defeated. And that feeling turned into me doubting myself.
It took me a while to redesign this bag, one, because I know nothing about how to use Photoshop or design anything in terms of like how to bring an image to life. So how to take something that's in my head and then actually make it look like what I want it to look like. So what I did is just put it all on Canva, but copy pasting like a lot of different things I would want on my bag. And I just like tiny copy paste until eventually it looks like the bag that I want. So it looks a little bit janky, but I think I did well enough. So let's see how it goes. Let's see if the suppliers can understand what I'm looking for. And also, I made improvements to the other samples I'd been testing because a few of them, the liquids were leaking, and I wanted to make sure that this new sample is going to be working perfectly, that there's going to be no issues with it. So let's see. Let's send this to the suppliers.
Another reason I was really procrastinating was because ever since I noticed my previous beach bag design was now being resold by the supplier for other people to purchase, I felt like, what was the point? I'd worked so hard to figure out how to put something together, and now suddenly, it's fair game for anyone else to take, even before I got a chance to launch it myself. That was so annoying and slightly stopped me in my tracks. And at the same time, I know that this is how life is, and I know that this is how business is. Anyone can make a bag or a water bottle or a phone or shoes or cars, and ideas can be copied or used for inspiration for someone else's benefit. If I'm being honest, I'm also getting inspiration from different things for what I'm trying to create. I'm obviously not the first to design a bag, or even a bag with a spout, apparently. So now I'm just trying to come up with a better design than what I found out there. After getting over this feeling of defeat, I committed to myself that I would send the new design to the suppliers before the day ended.
Okay, I have just sent the suppliers my new designs. So let's see what they say. I think I just need to give them a little bit of time to go through it. I got a couple of responses immediately that said they'll get back to me. So let's see. It's 10:30 at night, and I'm already in bed going to sleep, but I wanted to just take a moment to say that this week was actually a good week. I checked off something pretty major off my list that only took me a few hours to do, but finally getting it done was such a weight off my shoulders, and it helped me really feel more positive about how I felt this week. I didn't realize that checking off something really major off the list was gonna have this much of an effect on me in a good way, but I also didn't realize that putting off this big thing was holding me down that much. So I have been trying to finish redesigning my beach bag for the last like 3 weeks. And even though I'd worked on it a tiny bit here and there, I never really fully sat down to just finish the whole thing. And I think
I kept procrastinating just finishing it. Actually, I just was doubting myself. Like, could I design something else? Could I design a new looking bag all over again? I wasn't sure if I could actually do it. But I finally just finished it. And the feeling I had after I finished it really was so good. Not just the fact that I finished something, but it actually made me feel like my entire week was such a good week. Finally feeling like I'm proud of myself and I feel like I accomplished something really good this week. And that feeling just kind of seeped into my whole attitude and my outlook for the week in such a good way. So hopefully I can keep it going, because it feels really good to feel good. It feels really good to feel proud of myself. And yeah, I'm happy with how this week went. And I'm happy to say that it was a good week. And I'm happy to say that I feel good about it. And I hope that I can create more of this feeling. So as I finish the week and I head into the weekend, I just want to say it's been a really good week. Still overwhelming, still crazy, still a lot to do, but I feel so good about life at the moment. And I really am happy to have that feeling again. So now I'm going to go to sleep because I have to finish this podcast. I'm going to wake up super, super early tomorrow and start my day as soon as possible to finish editing the podcast and get it ready to publish by the end of the week, which is basically tomorrow. So yeah, so happy with how the week went. Good night.
So I want to leave you with this. I'm genuinely happy this week, especially when I compare it to last week where I told you guys I wanted to just break down because of the amount of shit going on last week. This week feels like a complete 180. And it feels so good to finally have a positive feeling about what I'm doing. Most weeks, honestly, I just feel defeated, overwhelmed, burnt out, even sometimes sad. But this week was different. Don't get me wrong, this week was still exhausting, but it also felt like I finally got myself back on track with taking the next steps in my side hustle. And that feeling of doing something that excites me ignited this positive energy that lasted throughout the week. Yes, work was still crazy this week, but it was the first time in a long time where it felt like it didn't even matter, because the actions I took in my side hustle felt like it was the right thing for me. That feeling that this is what I should be doing. Nothing beats getting to be creative and bringing that creativity to life. So this is what I wanted to leave you with. I want to encourage you to do the same thing. If life, work, stress, family, whatever it is bringing you down, figure out what is that one thing that can bring you back up, that can counterbalance the more negative or stressful things going on in your life. And I don't mean just go to the gym or read a book. No. I mean, figure out what is your purpose. What is it that really makes your soul happy? You may not know what your purpose is. I didn't. Actually, I'm still trying to figure out my purpose. I didn't even know I needed a purpose other than making sure I was working hard at my 9-to-5 job and then have fun wherever I can. Which, that isn't even a purpose. That is just getting through life. Purpose fills your soul. Maybe your purpose is expressing your emotions through painting or songwriting, or writing code, making an app, building a website. maybe volunteering at food shelters, making kids' toys, helping others get their confidence back, or even helping others get their finances back on track. I don't know, but I encourage you to sit down and think about it. And you may already kind of know in the back of your head and deep down in your heart what your purpose is. No one can say your purpose is right or wrong. Your purpose is only yours, and yours to find, yours to nurture, to show off to the world in a way that makes you feel fulfilled. And your purpose doesn't have to make you money, unless you want it to. You get to decide. The way I felt when finishing the design of my new beach bag and sending it back to the suppliers to work on just gave me this high that made all the other shit I had to deal with this week not even matter. I kind of had this epiphany. I didn't realize I could even counterbalance all the negative stuff in such a profound way. And all it took was for me to finally finish something that I'd been procrastinating. That thing that made me happy, that brought me joy and excitement. And I want you to feel this feeling too. You are worth feeling positivity in your life. I don't want you to act positive for the sake of acting positive. No. I want you to go find that thing that brings you joy and that feeling of purpose, and the positive energy will come so organically. And I'm telling you this from my experience this week. From being so low for the last several months, to finally feeling this excited positivity deep within me come out of me in such a natural way has changed me. So take that one step towards your purpose and let me know how it goes. I also want to know how your journey is going. In next week's episode, I will have updates about ordering my new samples, and I'm super excited about it. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get this podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page, startingover_inrealtime, for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.